December was a good month for Detroit. Chrysler, Ford, General Motors all sold more cars and light trucks than in November. Overall, their sales for the year are up more than 10%. Detroit's gains could be because Japanese car makers, Toyota and Honda, had one of their worst sales years in decades because of last year's earthquake and the flooding at plants in Thailand. But Chrysler, Ford, GM unveiled a bunch of new cars this week at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. And Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, has seen them. He joins us from Detroit. So, Paul, is there the sense that American car makers are zooming back?
Well, I wouldn't call it zooming, but they are definitely on the road to recovery. You have to remember, it was barely 2 years ago when we were at the auto show, 3 years ago, I should say, that the word here was, will any of them survive? Mm-hmm. And, of course, we saw it. GM and Chrysler go into bankruptcy. Yet they came out of 2011 with billions of dollars in profits, a double-digit increase in their sales, and market share increases by all three of the makers for the first time since 1998. Now, the more important thing is, what will they do now that the Japanese makers have gotten past that era when they were facing huge production cuts because of the earthquake and tsunami and subsequent flooding in Thailand. So this is going to be a critical year. Product is going to be what matters.
Well, you tell us it wasn't just the flooding and the earthquake, that Honda, for instance, made mistakes in quality and design.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what's giving Detroit watchers a sense that they could be in for a very positive year. The fact is that they are coming up with great product. The Ford Fusion, a beautifully styled vehicle, is the hit of the show, as is the Lincoln MKZ, a vehicle that could revive an essentially dead luxury brand. Now, Honda, for example, had a major failure last year with the redesigned Civic, one of their mainstays that they are rushing into production. The CEO himself told me that he had to take full responsibility for what is seen as a failure. Toyota brought out an all-new Camry, the best-selling car in America for over a decade, and it still was last year, but their sales fell. And interestingly enough, some of the lead analysts and prognosticators are saying that even though they'll have full production this year, they're probably not going to see any major increases in sales for what was the powerhouse of this industry.
Just want to mention the Koreans, Hyundai, Kia, bigger sales gains than the big three this past year. Why? Yeah. What are they doing?
Well, interestingly enough, they're doing many of the same things Detroit is doing. They fixed their quality problems to a large degree, and they're putting a heavy emphasis on styling. You look at a vehicle like the Sonata or the Elantra. The Hyundai Elantra just won North American Car of the Year on Monday, and one of the reasons was it's a beautiful car from a brand that used to be known for, well, the euphemism was cheap and cheerful. They put out products that were boring, that didn't have much content, but you could get them for the price you would normally pay for a used vehicle. Yeah. Now, they're a little more expensive now, but the fact is they're also loaded up with a lot of equipment, and they are just plain beautiful. This is making a big difference. Design right now, as well as the ability to deliver a lot of high-tech content, whether it's under in the powertrain, it's the infotainment system, or your safety systems, well, that's making a big differentiation between brands.
Well, I just love that there's one car with a heart rate monitor that shuts down non-essential gauges like the radio if the driver is stressed out. But I just want to ask you quickly, you've told us, and we've just looked at the stats, that, you know, the sale of Priuses, hybrids, the sales are down. Now, in some pockets here in the Northeast, all you see are Priuses. So just briefly, what's going on there?
Well, let's put something in perspective here. We hear a lot, and I've written an awful lot about battery electric vehicles, plug-ins, and standard hybrids. You know what they accounted for in the total market last year for all the publicity? Less than 3% of the total market. Mm-hmm. And most expect that if they're lucky, they may hit 20% by the end of this decade, even into as late as 2025, in part because the technology is expensive. Mandates like the 54-mile-a-gallon mandate for corporate average fuel economy by 2025 will force electrification to some degree, but the industry has to bring down the costs, and more importantly, we are seeing big changes on the conventional gasoline engine side. You have vehicles like that Hyundai Elantra, and even some bigger vehicles that are now delivering 40 miles a gallon without any batteries being used to help propel the vehicle. So when you have vehicles like that coming out in the market, conventional technology coming into the automobile, it's harder to justify spending $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 more to buy a vehicle that runs at least part-time on battery power.
Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. On all things cars, ahead of this weekend's North American International Auto Show in Detroit, that's when it opens for the public. He's had a sneak peek. Paul, thanks as always.
It's been a pleasure to be with you.